You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the weekend, Australia announced that it would be opening its borders to all fully vaccinated tourists from February 21st. This is quite different from New Zealand's five-step gradual reopening plan laid out by the government last week. This morning, I spoke to Professor Michael Plank from the University of Canterbury, who is a COVID-19 modelling expert. We discussed the difference in New Zealand and Australia's border reopening strategies. We also discussed some concerns surrounding the access people will have to New Zealand who travel from countries around the world to Australia. Here is Michael now. Could you briefly run over what the gradual border reopening in New Zealand looks like?
So this starts at the end of February with a reopening to New Zealand citizens and permanent residents in Australia. So this means that, that New Zealand citizens and residents will be able to travel from Australia to New Zealand and they don't have to go into MIQ. Instead, they'll be asked to do a period of self-isolation at home. They'll do some testing during that period of time. And if those tests are negative and once their isolation period comes to an end, they'll be able to go out into the community. And then at later dates, there's a subsequent date in March and another one later on that expands the number of people that will be eligible for that. So it starts off with New Zealand citizens and residents anywhere in the world. So this will allow Kiwis overseas to come home. And then further down the track, it will open up to non-New Zealanders as well. So that will allow tourists to visit New Zealand as well without having to go into MIQ.
So it was announced over the weekend that Australia will open its borders to fully vaccinated tourists from the end of February, which seems pretty soon and is sort of a different approach to what New Zealand is doing. Could you speak a little bit to that approach and perhaps why Australia has made that choice to just open fully?
Yes, so Australia's in a different situation to New Zealand. They've had big Omicron waves in the majority of states, and they still have very large numbers of cases. So they're further down the track than New Zealand is. And so they're in a position where they can reopen their borders to more people without it creating, any additional risk for the outbreaks that they currently have.
I have heard in my own life people sort of raising concerns about this opening of the border in Australia and that potentially that meaning that people can travel from other parts of the world to Australia and then through into New Zealand and sort of break that sort of gradual process, I suppose, that New Zealand's border reopening is meant to do. Is that a fair concern or is that actually not correct?
Well, you have to remember that when we reopen the border with Australia, it's still only for New Zealand citizens and permanent residents. So it won't just be for anyone. It is really only for New Zealanders. And part of the reason for that is that it just limits the numbers. So one of the concerns with reopening the border is that if you've got a sudden increase in the number of people travelling to New Zealand, that could, end up with a large number of border cases. And at the current stage that we are in the outbreak, that could add additional pressure onto our contact tracing systems, onto our healthcare system. So the idea with opening the border in steps is really to limit the numbers rather than see a huge jump in numbers all in one go.
That was Professor Michael Plank from the University of Canterbury speaking about the difference between the Australian and New Zealand border reopening strategies.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.